From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, January 9th, 2026. Arkansas's junior Republican U.S. Senator is proposing a bill to allow data centers to produce their own electricity. The proposal by Senator Tom Cotton, called the Data Act, would allow data centers to build their own power plants and other electric infrastructure. The move comes amid an influx of new data centers nationwide, putting greater strain on the electric grid. Several new data centers are under construction in Arkansas, including a $4 billion Google facility in West Memphis. State lawmakers are weighing in on proposed changes to how some Arkansas Medicaid recipients qualify for in-home personal care. The proposal would shift responsibility for determining eligibility to physicians rather than the third-party contractor currently used. Officials with the Department of Human Services outlined the rule change in a legislative committee meeting on Wednesday. Melissa Weatherton, Director of Specialty Medicaid Services for DHS, says spending on the program has risen consistently year over year.
We're spending over $212 million annually on this service for about 17,000 people. We believe that putting the new process in place with very strict evaluation forms and prescription forms for physicians and PCP offices will significantly assist us in ensuring that the people who need personal care are the ones getting personal care.
Republican State Senator Missy Irvin spoke against the proposal. She says physicians should not be the ones making decisions on whether someone truly needs personal care.
They have to have a client base. They have to have patients return to them. And if they refuse that, guess what? They're going to go right down the road to somebody else. I'm just laying the land of how it works in reality. I think it's a good idea in theory. I just don't know if it's going to work.
DHS officials agreed to pull the change down and rework it after lawmakers raised their concerns. Employees of another Central Arkansas Starbucks have voted to unionize. Baristas at the chain's location at Cantrell and Riverfront in Little Rock voted 15-5 to join the Starbucks Workers United Union on Tuesday. This comes in the wake of a nationwide strike among unionized Starbucks workers, including at two stores in Central Arkansas. The vote marks the seventh Starbucks location in Arkansas and the fifth in Little Rock area to unionize. State prison officials have named an inmate killed late last month. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Corrections says Kip Tate died at the Cummins unit in Grady on December 30th. Officials say Tate's death was an accident but did not go into detail. Tate was serving a 40-year sentence on theft and breaking and entering charges. A report out this week from the University of Minnesota tracked the decline of hospital-based obstetric services across the United States. Over the last decade, the report found that in Arkansas, seven counties have completely lost their obstetric services since 2010. That is in addition to the 40 counties that consistently had no maternity care throughout the study period. Julia Interante is the statistical lead at the university's Rural Health Research Center. She says though access is declining in both urban and rural settings nationwide, rural communities have been hit the hardest.
We have seen between 2010 and 2023, 641 hospitals that lost their obstetric units, and 286 of those were in rural communities. So you can see that rural communities are really overrepresented in places that have lost access to local maternity services.
Interante says there are policy solutions the study found that are fairly universal to improving maternal services in rural communities. Often those include building a baseline of financial support that can bridge the gap between what is needed and what the community can viably support.
Things like having cost-based reimbursement or having some sort of low-volume payment adjustment or standby payments to help cover those fixed costs, even when the number of births is too low to cover those fixed costs. I mean, and other things like having resources and training for emergency obstetrics, because some areas may have lost maternity care services and it may not be viable for those services to return to those communities.
In November, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders applied for $1 billion in federal funding from the Rural Health Transformation Program. You can find the full study online at rhrc.umn.edu. The Little Rock Zoo is temporarily closing an exhibit to the public. The zoo announced this week it's closing its tropical birdhouse in response to an uptick in avian flu cases. Confirmed cases of the disease have been found in Faulkner, Prairie, and White counties. For your Friday, you can expect a high of 63 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. We'll have increasing rain chances as we move into the evening and overnight. Low tonight is 46. For the weekend, we'll have cooler temperatures with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the 40s and 50s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.